We have two words in football that are too easily used too often. Great and legend, but anyone who saw Howard play will know that he was a great player. And managing our club three times and winning seven trophies, he was truly an Everton legend. More importantly, he was a lovely man. My abiding memory of Howard the man will be of him in Mallorca, with Lil by his side, a large cigar in his hand with a glass of wine and talking with friends and fans. Pure Howard heaven, a man of the people. I last spoke to Howard on Friday, just before he passed away the following morning, and he rung me. As a trustee of the former Players Foundation, I thought he'd ring up to tell me again that his hips were struggling him. He said, "No, I'm in a lot of pain with my hips, Joe. I'm not sure what it is, but more importantly, I can't do a dinner tonight that I'm booked for. Can you do it for me?" I couldn't, but he found someone else to do it. But just so typical of the man of the people, that he didn't want to let anyone down. He needed a substitute. Howard was an immaculate dresser and an immaculate player, whose game was about timing. A well-timed tackle, a late run into the box, a superb volley of the ball, the hardest skill. For once, Howard, you got your timing wrong, my friend. You've left us way too early.
I just remember the semi at Highbury, and Southampton were the favourites. Their favourites, he said. The experience in the side, their favourites. So we need to play well. And then he goes, but getting to the ground, it was unbelievable. There's that many Evertonians, and I'm telling you, there was little vans with about 50 in the van. There was cars, they were hanging out the windows. So he's gone. They're not favourites. The people, our supporters, tell you who the favourites are. We won it in extra time. We went on to Wembley Stadium in the May, which was a great occasion, but we all know it's only a great occasion if you win. Fortunately enough, we won the game. And my abiding memory of walking down them steps was the gaffer's face. I mean, obviously it was pandemonium, we'd won it, and the Evertonians, it was magnificent. But the smile on his face was worth everything. It was unbelievable. All the hurt, all the heartache, getting through all the criticism, brilliant. It's what he said. Lads will tell you. Two balls come in the box, first 2 minutes, it's in the net, two goals. Your manager's told you that, you're 2-1 up. You're 2-1 up. Seen the game now, got another one, won the game. Management at the highest level at half time when you're under the cosh. He was brilliant at it. How'd you end? I'll tell you how I end. Howard Kendall, the greatest manager in Everton's history.
Thank you. Howard Kendall was quite simply someone who I was honoured and privileged to call a friend. From the very first phone call he made to me, asking if I would come to and speak to Everton, to the moment I signed on the dotted line, I knew this man was going to have a huge influence on my life. The gaffer, as we all affectionately called him, was the perfect fit for Everton. Us being the people's club, and Howard being a people's person. Indeed, it was Howard himself who famously quoted of his affairs with other clubs, but that with Everton it was a marriage. Howard adored being in company. Family, friends or strangers alike, he could hold court like no man I have ever met before. People were transfixed by his stories, the magical side of the mid-80s, his pride at playing with the likes of Ball, Harvey, Royal and LeBone, to name but a few, always high on the list. There is little doubt that Howard Kendall has played a huge part in all of our lives. He loved his family, his players, his staff, and the many friends he has made over the years. We all have our favourite stories and memories, and I'll end on the one that is etched in my mind forevermore. As my paperwork and contract were given the all clear back in 1993 at Belfield, in true Howard style, he reached for two glasses, and popped open a bottle of the sparkling stuff. We tapped glasses, and he said to me, you're gonna love it here, lad. Think champagne, drink champagne. We've lost a legend, a great Evertonian, our friend, but we've gained along the way many champagne moments and many champagne memories. Blue dreams, Gaffer, you'll be forever in our thoughts and in our hearts.
He was my idol for 50 years, over 50 years. He was the nation's idol when he played at 17 in that cup final for Preston. He was my friend for over 30 years. And as I sit down there, I wonder, am I here as a chairman, as a friend, or as a fan? But the one thing I do know is the feeling is one of overwhelming privilege at being an Evertonian, at seeing the turnout today for Howard. People have come from all over the world. Doesn't surprise one of us, but it does identify to us the joy of our football club and the people who bring something special to it. Howard, like all of us, had his demons. And I remember again, he said to me, he said, Bill, you know, the best and the worst moment of my life was when I held that cup up above my head for the first time. And I went, what now? I've got it. What now? Well, what now for Howard Kendall was the stuff that dreams are made of. He loved Colin, he loved Jim Greenwood, he loved Everton, and we loved him. That's what made him great. The greatest manager in the history of our football club. And it's football that will help us get over the grief of Howard. We'll never get over it. But football will carry Howard through with us forever. He was a husband, a dad, a friend, an amazing man who, as everyone said, always had time for everyone. But to us, he was just the greatest player. He was the greatest manager in our history. More than anything, he was a Blue. Thank you, H, for everything.